Mills. I work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode for your soulful journey. One of the most incredible things we can do go on a journey to discover and to uncover who we truly are and what we are capable of. Our minds, through imagination and creativity, create our existence here on earth. And the more you rise with love, the more aware of your beliefs, thoughts, and mindset you will become. In between those two ears of yours is a powerful gateway that links you up to the universe and to this physical life here on earth. And with that, I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, from the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. Today, I really want to dive a bit deeper with you on what I call the flippant mindset. Now, before you think that it's giving someone the middle finger, well, it's not. The flippant mindset is a fundamental part of the Rise with Love philosophy. And it will bring such a different outlook to your life on all levels, such as your beliefs, your outlook, your perceived reality, and so much more. To have full disclosure, I had always been the glasses half empty kind of girl. My natural default was always negative and without too much expectation for success. Yes, my lack of worth and self-love was clearly not the best prior to being on my Rise with Love journey. So, I want to say that if I can do this, anyone can. Yes, it will take some time, dedication, and you being consciously aware to master, but it is well and truly worth mastering. The flippant mindset is just that. Flipping something that is perceived to be negative to its positive counterpart. Everything in life has a polar opposite. We cannot exist without these polarities. Light cannot exist without darkness. Love cannot exist without hate, and so on. The thing is, we can choose how we perceive what is happening in our inner and outer worlds. We can decide or choose to believe that something is bad, the worst thing that's ever happened, or unfair. Just as someone else can choose to see those exact same things as an opportunity to grow or heal and to shine more love on those exact same things. The great thing about being unique is that we all have varying beliefs, outlooks, and understandings, which gives us so much more diverse opportunities for creation. At the core, the reason we come to Earth or into any physical incarnation is for creation, for the physical experience of source creation. Our minds are the strongest, most powerful asset we have as humans, especially when we allow creativity and inspiration to guide this creation. A single thought of creation can amplify and alter the trajectory for humanity. Let's just take a moment to appreciate how powerful our minds are. I always like to think that the mind is the element that unites body and spirit together. There is so much mystery in the mind, and ever since I was a little girl, I've always been fascinated with wanting to understand how the mind works. Over the years, what I have come to understand is that the mind is the greatest gift we have for creation, but it is also the biggest sought-after weapon. Taking hold of your mindset, what you put in your brain, what you feed your brain, and how you train your brain is absolutely your duty and yours alone. It's important that you know that even though all of us here are wanting to assist the world to rise with love, not all people or occupants of the universe necessarily want that. And even though I choose to only align myself with the light and love that we are, I'm not in denial that other things out there exist, and the way they use us is through our mind. Certain frequencies affect us, and there are subtle ways you are being taken away from your goodness with the manipulation of the mind. That's why doing any mindset work is vital. A great place to start is with affirmations, mantras, and meditation, and then taking things up a notch with a mentor who can assist you in healing and upgrading those deep-rooted beliefs that may even span lifetimes or generations. If you're anything like me, this is something that you might yo-yo with. Sometimes my mindset is so on point and I'm a badass slaying all my dreams, and sometimes I'm wandering around like a little lost lamb getting caught up in all the things that do not add an ounce of happiness in my life. I may have said it before, but I was the glasses half empty kind of girl, and I have to apply all the mindfulness tools to keep me from staying in that fear and lack mindset. And this is why I love being a mentor, because I get that monkey mind and the tug of war that can sometimes go on in your own mind when you're going through an ascension to be in soulful alignment. And assisting my clients to be the most magnificent, most powerful, and authentic version of themselves is what lights my soul on fire so much. What we have to understand is that we are all interconnected because we all derive from source energy. And even though we have come here on the planet, in my eyes, for our personal expansion as a being, we have also come here to serve the collective consciousness that is humanity. Every single one of us is affected by this collective consciousness. For example, we've seen this happen through the news when a tragedy of some sort happens and people all around the world either band together in support or disagreement to this tragedy. The collective consciousness energy for humanity is highly sought after by other beings in the cosmos, both good and not so good intent, because of the power it holds in being able to enslave or free human beings. On some level, we all have a level of being able to be influenced through our thoughts, actions, and way of being from this collective energy. And that is why rising with love is vital for the evolution of humanity into the 5D energy of oneness, love, abundance, compassion, freedom, passion, and creation. The more we can ensure we adapt the flippant mindset to choose our perspective to be more in alignment to love, abundance, and joy with outcomes in our lives, the more we raise the human consciousness to experience more of what invokes bliss and passion within us. If we came here to physically experience the energy of love, then passion has to be what leads our lives, and I really believe that it does. Passion to me has two perspectives, love and anger. Both of those are extremes of passion. You'll see so many people advocate for what they hate, for all the things that are wrong in the world, and all the injustices that surround us. They are truly passionate about it, and so they should be. But if they used a flippant mindset and flipped it to come from a place of love over hate, they would well and truly be an implement of change they want to see in the world. Let me put it to you in this way. Since my dream at the moment is to go to an elephant orphanage as a volunteer, I could start blasting shocking statistics about how many elephants die each year and how pissed off I am about elephants being murdered for their tusks, but this would only bring in more anger into the world. Instead, I adapt the flippant mindset and share my passion from a place of love. Elephants to me are majestic, profound spiritual beings who I want to learn more from. I want to be able to nurture them to be released back into their natural habitat. You're going to listen to me either way, but one will stir anger and upset inside of you, and one will stir up intrigue and compassion. It's really important that we become accountable for how we share our passion with others. We have a duty and responsibility to raise the human consciousness to love, and for far too long, we have been sucked into the frequency of fear and hate. The flip it mindset is a practice. It's something that can be done by anyone, and you can adapt it straight away. It's something that you will find yourself doing so naturally the more and more you do it. The flip it mindset doesn't mean that you don't acknowledge hardships, challenges, or that things are unjust. Of course they are, but you always have a choice as to how you react to these things, and that's what the flip it mindset is all about. The flip it mindset doesn't necessarily make things go away or no longer happen, because we need these contrasts of love for our human experience. But the flip it mindset gives us an opportunity to expand into love from all varying situations that are presented to us as we do this thing called life and how we choose to react. Your mindset is your power and it's your freedom. In some ways, we all live in our minds more than we live in this physical reality. The mind is a beautiful thing, and it still buzzes me out that a single thought can alter the course of your entire existence. That's why it's so important to take responsibility as to what you allow your mind to absorb. Being mindful about what you read, avoid conversations of gossip, limit your time listening to music that is angry or sad, stop following people on social media who are negative in their outlook, and yes, that includes family and friends, and all those kinds of things. You may not think much of it, but all of this makes you have to work just that little bit more on keeping your mindset at its optimum. I often get asked about how do I deal with someone around me who is negative, depressed, or caught up in fear, and there is no straight one-size-fits-all answer here, as every situation is unique, but I always bring it back to love. I bring it back on them and I say, is this how you want to keep living your life? Is this attitude bringing you the results you want? Do you want to keep being in the situation? And so on and so on. I've got to the point where I just cannot occupy fighting for someone's limitations anymore. And I'm someone who is all about showcasing the infinite possibilities that reside within you when you flip it. I very much let people know that I'm not going to occupy this conversation anymore because I don't see it as serving either of us. You have to get tough on what you are willing to tolerate, and that comes with a lot of practice of the flip it mindset. And you may think that's me being a bit heartless, but it's not. There is enough out there that is making people feel powerless, and I want to see every individual rising with love feel powerful. If you want to save the world and make it a better place, then you have to raise people up, not bring yourself down to match them. You have to keep being the example of what it means to rise with love. You've made a very powerful choice to better yourself, your life, and the human consciousness, and I don't want you to underestimate the power in that. We have a duty to ourselves and to the rest of mankind to break the mold of this old programming of victim, of fear and lack consciousness. We will only do that though if more and more of us choose to rise with love. I often get people telling me, well, that's a great way to look at it because I've used the flippant mindset. And you know that plants little seeds in people. Look at yourself as a farmer, planting seeds of the flip it mindset for those you love and the ripples that will have. Someone may not be ready to go all in and change the trajectory of their lives to love and abundance, but you can keep planting little seeds of what is possible for them, and maybe you will have planted enough seeds that the harvest one day will be so bountiful. It's pretty amazing to see the flip it mindset in action and how quickly it can transform the whole situation from despair to hope in a millisecond. And this is why I really keep encouraging you on your Rise with Love journey to look and nurture the greatest asset you have. To spend time within your mind, understand it, train it, and love it for all it is. And so, I leave you today with this quote from Buddha. There are two ways to be happy. change the situation, or change your mindset towards it. So thank you for joining me and being on this journey of having your mind as your greatest asset this lifetime. I hope that today's message truly serves you and the people that you love. Remember to subscribe to the Rise With Love podcast, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone you feel will also benefit from hearing this message. I truly do love seeing how far and wide you are spreading the Rise With Love philosophy, and I am eternally grateful. To work with me as a client, take part in my classes, events, and other cool things you can purchase on my website, head over to melissamills.co.nz. Until next time, everybody, peace, love, and blessings. Melissa.